What's going on, Atlanta? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. This is Caleb Johnson, and it's the Dopey Millennial Show. What's going on? It's a fun 4 hours coming up with you guys to hang out on this Tuesday. Not usually with you guys during the week. Feels like I might have some first-time listeners, some people going, who's this guy? I don't recognize this voice. You might know me from doing sports flashes during the week, occasionally popping up on the steakhouse whenever I am summoned by steak during the show. But excited to hang out with you guys for 4 hours tonight, getting into a lot of different things when it comes to the Falcons, who have certainly had a very active day. Some shocking news that we will get into, some things that I wasn't nearly as surprised as what I'm finding out a lot of you have been when it comes to cut down day. The 4 p.m. deadline has finally arrived just a couple hours ago, so we know who will be on the Falcons, at least seemingly so. There could be some changes between now and week one, but we know who is going to be playing for the Falcons week one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when hopefully Atlanta gets off to a really positive start. It's been an interesting time for me coming back from, it was a really fun weekend. And, you know, sometimes sports hosts get on here and they get to brag about where they were. And most of the time I am at the age of my life where I don't get to do too many vacations. Like I don't get to often be like Steak Shapiro, who this past weekend, he was like in Boston and Vegas and somewhere else. And I'm like, man, it must be nice. But then there are times when your buddy comes to you and he says, hey, guess what? I want to go see the Yankees and the Red Sox soon. Let's go in a couple of weeks. I'll handle it. You get your flight, you show up, you come hang out, we'll have some fun in New York City. And as someone who has never been to New York City, I was like, yeah, I kind of can't say no to that. So I not only got to watch Yankees Red Sox over the weekend, I also did not have to watch the final Falcons preseason game, which I feel like was quite the blessing, honestly, for those of you who did have to watch that atrocity. It just felt like it got a little bit worse. Week one to week two to week three of grueling football. But we're done with that. It's all in the past now. We don't have to talk about those preseason games any longer. We can finally deal with the roster that has finally arrived. So let's get into all the headlines of the day and of the past few days with the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. The rest of the story.
All right, we will begin with the most pressing issue that has hit the Atlanta Falcons today, which is the news that we kind of knew was coming. Really, we're hoping of, like, please tell me I'm wrong that Caleb McGarry is not going to miss the entire season, but that's where we're at. Caleb McGarry placed on injured reserve today with no designation to return, which means he is going to miss the entire 2025 season. What the Falcons have done so far to address this is traded for Seahawks offensive tackle Michael Jarrell. The Falcons gave up a 7th-round pick in 2027 in order to do that. So you're really not giving up a whole lot. But Jarrell is a guy who started 3 games, which started off with the Atlanta Falcons. And I had a listener hit me up in my mentions today and mentioned a specific sack that happened in that Seahawks game and was like, oh, was Jarrell the guy that gave up that sack? And I was thinking, sir, I'm going to be honest with you. I barely remember what happened last week for me. I am not going to remember a specific sack that happened in, I can't remember what week that was that the Falcons took on the Seahawks. I know it was like midway through the season, but that is where the Falcons' new right tackle, at least for the moment, he'll probably be worked in before he officially gets the opportunity to start. But Michael Jarrell traded from the Seahawks to the Falcons giving up that conditional seventh round pick. I don't think they're done, though, addressing this position. And look, this is going to be something that we'll talk about throughout the show tonight, because I am going to be asking you all, who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025? Yeah, there might be a little bit of a spoiler alert, because we're talking about the fact that you've got Caleb McGarry out for the season. But addressing the position, at least Terry Fontenot has gone out and done it immediately, trying to work in something. We'll see if there is more of a veteran presence that gets potentially added to the roster. Because, hey, guys, guess what? Really good offensive tackles aren't just hanging out, chilling, looking for a job this time of year. No, they are on a roster, and they are starting for teams. If they are available, most likely not very good. And having that position shored up is certainly going to be a concern for the Falcons moving forward. And look, I'll be the dramatic one that says it. I think Caleb McGarry being out for the season alters the future of the Falcons and where they can reach this season, because I think trying to replace that position is going to be a season-long venture. It's probably going to come with a whole lot of, crap, like that happened today. Well, he gave up that move. Elijah Wilkinson, who I was calling Elijah Wilkerson earlier, and I was like, that's how irrelevant that I expected that man to be on this Falcons roster in 2025. And instead, he is going to be starting games at right tackle, at least for the immediate future. Like, this is a major concern, obviously, with the fact that not only are you missing Caleb McGarry, but then right after him, you lose Storm Norton for what looks to be 6 to 8 weeks. All right, continuing in the rest of the story, let's go over to the Atlanta Braves, who fell to the Miami Marlins last night, 2-1. But honestly, aren't we at a point where wins and losses don't matter anymore? Who cares? I mean, there are those of you who are very much interested in losing games because you want the increased odds for a better draft pick. And I'm with you. Sure, would love that. However, I do know that the top, I believe it's four names that are expected to go in the draft next season in the MLB draft are all shortstops. And guess what the Braves did this past draft? They drafted a whole bunch of shortstops. So I'm not going to pull my hair out over draft stock and that sort of thing heading into this year. But the important thing of last night, and honestly moving forward the rest of the way, is going to be, what do the remaining healthy starting pitchers look like? And I got to say, Spencer Strider last night, 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 earned run. He did walk 2, only struck out 3, but one of those 3 was his 600th career strikeout. He is the fastest primary starter in history to reach 600 career strikeouts. And I think the more important thing from last night was the simple fact that Spencer looked like Spencer Strider. Like, the velocity was in a better field than it has been, especially in his last couple of starts. It's still not in the 100 miles an hour on a consistent basis, which, let's be honest, guys, I don't know that it's ever really going back to that type of he's not going to be that type of guy, I don't think, anymore. But that is something. We'll talk with Gabe Burns, who writes for the AJC. He's actually out in Miami tonight. He's been covering the series for the AJC. We'll talk with Gabe Burns coming up at 6:20 on the show. Get his thoughts about Spencer Strider. Get his thoughts about Chris Sale, because it seems like Chris Sale is getting ready to return maybe this upcoming weekend. And so getting these guys ready and healthy heading into the offseason, I feel like, is as vital as ever, quite honestly, just because this is the time that you want to go into a normal offseason for as many guys as you possibly can. Because guess what? A guy like Austin Riley isn't going to have that. There are going to be so many arms on this roster that are going to go into the offseason rehabbing and not having a normal year. So as many guys as you can have hit the offseason, like Chris Sale, like Spencer Strider, having a healthy offseason, a normal routine before they enter spring training next year, because that's what we're focused on now. We don't need to worry about the Marlins and the Phillies and the whoever is going to hit the roster or schedule next, because, like, sure, it's nice to see a win come across. It's great to see a 4-3 victory the other night that they were able to squeak out. But at this point, 2-1 loss, I'm not sweating it, because, yeah, is the offense having issues again? Been there, done that. That's some more tough decisions for Alex Anthopoulos to make over the course of the offseason. Tonight, game 2 for the Braves against the Marlins. You do have Hurston Waldrop. He's another one that you need to have as many opportunities for him to pitch the rest of the way, because he's starting to look like a guy that I try not to do the hot take thing. And maybe this being one of the first segments I do during the week, and like I mentioned, you know, having a different audience, this isn't the best thing, but I feel confident saying that Hurston Waldrop enters next season in a higher place on the rotation than Spencer Strider. It looks like that's how he's pitched as of late. Waldrop, in his last start against the White Sox, went 7 innings, 4 hits, didn't give up a run. Waldrop has not given up an earned run in his last 2 starts, and hopefully that continues tonight against the Marlins. All right, coming up next on the Dopey Millennial Show, Caleb Johnson here with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Gabe Burns, he covers the Atlanta Braves for the AJC. We'll talk to him next. Coming up, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.